Good morning, everyone. You are here once again with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Good Monday morning. It is 10:03 a.m. out here in California, and it is May 4th, 2026. Well, it has been a time. I am a little sleepy this morning, so if I sound it, that's why. I haven't quite woken up all the way yet, but actually that's sometimes a better state for me to be in because, I don't know, sometimes when I'm sleepy, things just flow more easily because I don't get all uptight and anxious about them. Not that I do, but I don't have time to think about it. You know what I mean? Like, if you're tired, things just sort of like roll off your tongue, at least for me. Because I'm not thinking as hard. So if I'm not thinking as hard, then automatically I default to my instincts and intuition, and that works better for me. So here I am, and here you are. And what I'm going to do is tell you who I am quickly and then invite you over to our Facebook page. So who I am is a spiritual psychology practitioner, which means I'm a therapist of sorts, also an intuitive guide, a human design projector, I'm a 3-5 splenic projector. And what that means is I'm a natural guide. I'm naturally intuitive, and I can see the big picture when I am properly invited. Often I can see it even when I'm not invited, but I have to be invited and recognized and valued for my information to land well and be truly spot on for you. And that's when it works best. So it's kind of a nifty thing to be able to, you know, just meet people and intuit things about them. And it's kind of invasive. It can be very invasive if someone has not invited me to know things about them, but it is a natural thing and it's just what happens. And I may not tell you what I'm picking up because you haven't asked, but I'm still picking things up and I still know things that other people may not know. And that is okay because I look at it from, you know, a very high point. I don't use it for evil. I use my powers for good, I like to say, not for evil. And it helps. It's very helpful. It's very helpful even when doing something simple like driving, because yeah, we can all feel each other because we're all in the same energy field, but it's very helpful for me personally. I have noticed lately that I can just kind of hang back on the highway when I'm just driving somewhere, and I can look at the whole highway and I can see the path that I should take. And then when I take that path, if I don't feel like staying in one lane and not moving, I can take the path that will get me to a spot where I feel like I have spaciousness around me. Because when I'm driving, I tend to feel, even when I'm, I don't know, in life maybe generally, but in driving especially, I like to feel a sense of spaciousness around me. I don't like to feel like I'm boxed in on all sides by cars. That makes me a little bit freaked out. You know, not really, but I don't like the way it feels. It feels uncomfortable. And so when I'm driving, I always aim to, excuse me for yawning. I told you I was sleeping. I like to feel like I have room around me, and I like to feel that way most of the time, actually. So it's just helpful to be able to see and assess the big picture and which moves to make and which moves not to make. And It's just an interesting thing, and I noticed that I was doing this actually pretty recently. Because I think people who do that can be the ones who tend to get a lot of tickets because we know automatically where we're supposed to be. And as strange as that sounds, when you know, you know. And so if you do it on the highway and you do it a little too quickly, that doesn't look good. And then it looks like you're driving recklessly. And even if you know exactly what you're doing and you're being safe about it, driving has rules. And so I noticed that I can still get to where I want to be and be in a spot that feels spacious and safe to me if I just move a little differently with more intention and a little bit, maybe more slowly sometimes. It depends. I know it sounds like a weird thing to talk about, but driving is very intuitive at times, at least for me. So my whole life, I really do go on, what I sense, what I feel. And that's how I move through life. I have probably always done it that way and didn't realize I was doing it that way until more recently, when I started to really acknowledge what was happening. But now life is just very intentional. And I don't think about it really until I start trying to describe it to someone. And so when I move through life, it's just, I'm always like sensing and feeling and noticing and listening. And I think that's actually really good advice for just about anyone, even if perhaps you and your intuition work differently. If you're used to hearing things, or if you're used to like seeing things, well, I mean, that's not so different than what I just described, actually. It's just all the senses, using all the senses. Excuse me. Using all the senses to effectively receive your intuitive guidance. So let me tell you how to get to Facebook. Anyway, this is all in service to telling you how to get to Facebook and the reason for our Facebook page. The reason for our Facebook page is so that you can come over to the Facebook page and you can ask questions, because what I'm here for is to answer questions and to give guidance and advice. And that is why I explain how I do that and what I'm doing, so that you know that I'm, not just some chick on the radio trying to like talk for an hour for no reason. Because I really do want to be of help and service. And if you have questions, I want to answer them. So the way you get over to the Facebook page is go to your computer or your device and go to 12radio.com. That will take you onto a web page where on the left side you'll see some options, and one of them is chat. And once you hit chat, that will take you right over into the 12radio Facebook page, where you will see my banner if you just scroll down slightly. And of course, if you haven't joined the group yet, join the group. And you'll be let in, and then you can scroll down and see my banner. And once you go into the comment section, you can make your comments there. And right now, I can see some people in the comment section. And I see Rob. And I see Pamela. And I see Catherine. And Catherine says, "Greetings from the afternoon here in Ireland." Oh, cool. "Beltane blessings to you all." Yes, blessed be, Catherine. I haven't been a good witch lately. I haven't been a bad one either, but I think we kind of, at least me, I focus on what's present. And so my witchcraft practices are not as present as they used to be, but I still, you know, old habits die hard. I still rely on a lot of my traditions and magic, and I love a good spell, and you know, all for good, using my powers for good again. And so I love that I've had two reminders that it's Beltane, and that is one of the holidays, one of the Wiccan holidays, and I love it. It's like the spring is here. And I won't say too much about that because it's pretty darn cloudy and cold out right now, which I actually don't mind. But considering it's May 4th, it's sort of surprising that it's this cool. It does tend to get a little warmer on certain days, but even in California, for this time of year, it's fairly cool right now. And that's a little unusual. But again, like it. So, yes, blessed Beltane to everyone. Catherine says, would welcome your Sherpa guidance around an ex of mine. It's been over 2 years since contact, yet have been sensing him lately. Well, my first instinct, Catherine, is it's fine to sense him. I'm not sure you want to do anything else with that, though, honestly. I feel like that's probably just not a great place to delve back into. So sensing him is fine, but I'm not entirely sure that you want to like start opening that can of worms again. But you know what? I always say you do what feels right for you. But that would be my guidance. I'm not so sure that this would be a great idea to start up with again. Yeah, there's a reason you broke up. Keep that in mind. And that just came to me. Hey, Quelly, good to see you. All right. So you guys are kind of quiet. So let's see, what can I tell you about today since nobody has any questions? Well, I guess what I was discussing lately is my dating life. And I recently got back onto a site where I have been using not my real phone number, because I don't give out my real phone number on dating sites because I don't know people yet, you know, and I think that's wise. I don't think especially women should give out their real phone numbers on dating sites. And, you know, I don't think you should do that until you actually know the person well. Like pretty well. I honestly wouldn't give out my real number to anybody unless I was actually dating them for a while. And I've done that. I didn't give out my real number to someone that I was seeing, gosh, probably for a few months. I mean, I don't think trusting people quickly is such a great idea. I mean, I'm intuitive, yes. So that helps me. And I can tell who I can trust and who I can't, but I'm still careful about who I give my phone number to. So I use a Google Voice number. And I was just telling Serena this before we started the show. I've never had a problem with it before, but on this new dating site, I got a lot of inquiries, and like a lot of men were responding to my profile, which is a lovely, you know, thing to have to deal with. And so I wanted to respond to all of them, and I did. And there were quite a few, like quite a few. And I responded to all of them yesterday. It took me probably half the day to do it, maybe more than half the day. Excuse me one sec. But I did get through them, and some of them responded. I would say probably half responded, half didn't, maybe. But I tried to send another message this morning, and apparently Google has flagged my account for 24 hours. And I didn't know why. I'm like, this has never happened before, and I use this number all the time. However, the fact that I just joined, although I've joined dating sites before and I've done the same thing. So maybe not as many. Maybe I didn't respond to as many people in one day. That's probably what it was. But they flagged my account for spamming. For spamming. And because I didn't get responses right away from everyone. So that to them looks like I'm trying to spam people. And I'm not. It was maybe like a couple dozen people, right? Which, I mean, I thought to spam you had to be sending out like hundreds and thousands of messages, which I wasn't. So I don't get that a couple dozen people is considered spamming, especially if half of, more than half of them probably have answered me. Almost all of them have responded. I don't really understand. It makes no sense. So I have to get another Google Voice number, or not a Google Voice, but I have to get another, I have to use another texting app. I just have to find another one because I'm not giving out my real number. I'm just not. That would be crazy. So that is what I dealt with right before the show today. And I was like, what is going on here? So in my half asleep state, that's what I'm doing. I probably should have just been listening to Mark and Kat. That would have been more calming. But I'm actually sleepy and calm, so I'm just fine. Excuse me. But I am going to go back to Facebook because I want to see if you have any questions. And I appreciate you asking that, Catherine. So thanks for that question. I love giving guidance. I can also pull cards if you feel like you need one. The one thing that has been present a lot lately for me and a few other people, and I've been talking to people about a lot lately. Pamela, I love your excitement. I just happened to see Lori. You're so cute. Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm reading the comments as I'm talking. Okay. And Catherine says, no fear, Lori. The boyfriend is in the US and you're in Ireland. Just curious is all. Thank you for the reminder, though. Well, you know what? He's probably thinking about you. A lot of times when people think about us, they pop into our heads. And I can share from my own personal experience. When people pop into my head and I find them in my thoughts, it's usually because I'm going to see them in the next day or two. I don't know if that's the case since this guy is here in the US and you're in Ireland, but yeah, I mean, I know that's how it works for me. It may not work the same for everyone. And with an ex-boyfriend, actually, you might not want it to work that way. So you may just want him to stay in the United States. I love that you're in Ireland. I know I've heard that before, but I love that you are in Ireland because I have actually been called to visit Ireland or move there. I don't know why. I am only a very, very, very tiny percentage Irish, very small, like a couple of percentage points. I'm mainly half Italian and half French, and the Italian is predominant. I thought the French was, but it's actually, I don't know. Ancestry.com keeps flip-flopping back and forth, so I'm actually not sure. But I'm mostly half Italian and half French, with a tiny bit of Irish, and a tiny bit of German, and a tiny bit of English. So, and a tiny bit of Greek, as far as I know. So who knows? I have always wanted to go there. I don't know that the climate would suit me. Because I know it gets pretty chilly, and that's kind of why I left the East Coast of America, because it just got too cold, and now I'm in a much warmer climate in California, which I really do love. But Ireland, I don't know, it's very appealing to me. I don't know anything about it really, except that you guys speak the same language, just with a much more beautiful brogue. I love it. If I had to pick one accent in the entire world that I absolutely adore, it's got to be the Irish brogue. It's just lovely. And I know there are different ones, just like the English accent. I know there are different regional accents, but overall, I'll tell you a little story. It's just about how much I love the Irish brogue. I lived in New York, and I think I've told this story before. There was a restaurant, a little pub called Jack's, and it was an Irish pub. And it was a small little hole in the wall place, but it was so quaint and so cute and so casual. And everyone that worked there was truly from Ireland and truly Irish. And everyone had the Irish brogue. And the waitresses were all so beautiful. They were all just blonde and blue-eyed and gorgeous. And the men were, just lovely. And just everyone, the Irish people, I find them very warm and very sweet, but very strong and very, they have their feelings about things. And I love that because I have my feelings about things. But I absolutely love this little place. The shepherd's pie that they made at this little Irish pub was so good. And I used to go there with Dr. Fred, my late fiance. And we loved their food. It was so good. I would always order the shepherd's pie. I don't remember even what else was on the menu. I don't even know if they're still in business, but that was the name of the pub, Jack's. And I couldn't remember the name for a long time, and I don't know why, because it's such a simple name. But the shepherd's pie has always been one of my favorites. Shepherd's pie, and also the one that's similar to it, which I can't think of the name of right now, but it's like shepherd's pie. I think they just use a different one, different ingredient, a different meat or something. But it's also delicious. Anyhow, Jack's in New York City. Don't know if it's still open, but if it is, shout out to you. Hope you get lots more people there for the shepherd's pie if you're still open. I really hope they are. I don't know. COVID has changed a lot of things, especially in New York. So I really am not sure. But anyhow, the thing that I was talking about a little before I started talking about shepherd's pie and how lovely the Irish are. The thing I was talking about lately with a lot of people is so many people seem to be going through the stress of things that they really need and want and really kind of require, just sort of being taken away from them. Like things like money, things like income, things that are really important and that we really do need. And I know it's a cycle because I've seen it happen before. But I've just noticed it happening with a lot of people. And I know that right now, the way the world is shifting and changing, I should say the earth is shifting and changing, and the ascension process that's happening, and all the solar flares, everything is shifting, and we kind of just have to align with it, even though it would be very easy to resist. Because we do, in fact, need an income. And if you don't have one, it can be challenging. However, I also have noticed that the things that are being taken off our plate right now there are many things I could tell you about this. They're going to be replaced with something better in time. We just have to trust. And it's hard to trust when you can't see, you know, what's happening. But we have to trust that this has happened before, because it has. And we have to trust that we will be okay, because we will be. We have been. We always have been. And if you can just get to that place of trust, everything will go more smoothly, and you won't have to resist. You won't have to feel that anxiety and resistance so much. And I know I always talk about this, but I wanted to put it into this context because it's real. It's, well, I mean, it looks real, at least in the simulation that we're in. But it feels very real, this simulation. And we do often need things, physical things, in this virtual simulation that we are in. And so the things that are being removed from your plate, I mean, look at what happened with my car a few months ago, right? It doesn't even seem like it seems like it was just a few days ago, and it's been like 3 months already, I think. 2 or 3 months. Yeah, I think it's been almost 3 months. Crazy. So things like that, like in my own personal life, my car was just like, whoop. You know, they pulled the rug out right from under me. I still don't have a car. I don't. I have been renting a car, but I'm going to need a permanent car. I just am, because why do we need a car? We have to get places. I really do need a car. And when it comes to things like that, and other people have told me that their income has come to a standstill. Like, people are wondering where their clients are. People are wondering, you know, how come they got fired all of a sudden and can't find a new job. People are wondering, people with multiple income streams are seeing those income streams just shut down. And even if they're still, you know, trickling along, it has just barely been enough for some people, a lot of people. And for some people, it hasn't been enough, and they've had to go to other people they know for help and assistance in, like, you know, making rent. And when it comes to that point, it starts to get to the point where you're like, hey, universe, you know, what the hell? I think I'm doing everything right. I think I'm, you know, chopping wood and carrying water. And what am I doing wrong here? Why is the income not flowing? And everything is just chaotic right now. And this is all part of it. Things are breaking apart so that they can come back together better. And the key is not to be judgmental and not to be resistant, but simply to do your best, put one foot in front of the other, do what you got to do, and trust that this is all happening for good reason, even though you can't see it yet. But trust that it's going to get better, because it is. It's in the process of it right now. And what you see around you is what you've manifested in the past. What you can't see is what's coming. Because when it comes, it'll already be what you previously manifested, as much of a mind fuck as that sounds. So what you look around in your life and see right now, that's past. That's all past. So like the scarcity, somehow, for some reason, you know, I don't want to blame anybody. I certainly don't want to blame myself. But if you're seeing scarcity in your life right now, you know, it's a past manifestation. And that actually makes me feel better when I look at it that way. Because there was fear. And I can tell you that I can remember that fear, because it wasn't that long ago that I felt it. And when I felt the fear of, oh my God, what if the flow stops? Well, when you think like that, that's when the flow stops, obviously. And again, this is not to blame yourself, but we have to be mindful of our thoughts and our energy. And if we keep doing this cycle of, you know, oh my God, now I have money. What if I lose it? And then you lose it. And then you're like, oh my God, don't have it. How am I going to get it? And then you pull out all the stops and you pull out all your tools. Cause I know we all do this. You pull out your tools, then you manifest whatever you need, money, whatever. I'm just using money because it's so prevalent and it's so easy to understand. And then you manifest it and then you have it. And then you're like, oh wow, this feels really good. But what if I lose it? So it's kind of crazy. And you have to realize that you're human. You're not going to be perfect at this, but you have to try to realize that even when you're in the trenches, it's not going to last. It's just not. There's always going to come that cycle, that ebb and flow, that flowing out and flowing in. And that's always going to happen. And if you're in a season of having things flow out, just realize that they're going to start flowing in again. Excuse me. As long as you allow them to. As long as you allow them to flow in again. And trust that they're going to. And use your tools. Use your Neville Goddard practice that I always use. Several of them, actually. Of putting yourself in the state of where you actually want to be. Feel the feeling of having the thing you want. And also, another tool, the golden key. Stop thinking of the problem and think of God instead. God is my supply. God loves me and God favors me. That's my new favorite. God loves me and God favors me. And knowing that I am God energy, of course I know that God loves me and favors me. I am a child of God. How could that not be true? Because we are all God consciousness. So how silly of us to even worry, right? But this is what I am noticing. Because it's just so present for so many people. And I want to try and help you alleviate that stress because it is so stressful. And it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be because this is the way most of the world looks at these situations. And we're different. We know better. We know that what we see isn't always the only thing that's there. There's so much more in the energetic world, in the spiritual world. My best friend is texting me right now. She must have forgotten I'm doing my show. I'm doing my show, Kat. I love her so much. We got to spend some really good time this weekend, dancing and having fun. But really that is the message. The message is trust, even if it feels hard to trust, because you lay it down and you leave it up to God to take care of you. And I mean, if you're a Bible person, I think the Bible has a lot of good advice and good meaning. Like a lot of what the Bible says is truth. It is. Like, you know, I'm not a Christian. I don't think the Bible means what a lot of Christians feel it means, but I'm not poo-pooing that. I'm just saying I don't look at it that way. I look at the Bible and I see what resonates and what doesn't, because there are things in it that resonate, absolutely, and they resonate as truth for me. And then other parts that just don't. And I think with anything, including the Bible, you have to take what resonates and what works and leave the rest. And you have to learn to trust your intuition. Once you develop a really good sense of your intuition and know you can trust it, then you can trust it. I was having a little tiny discussion through text with someone yesterday about trusting their intuition. Someone very, who I love very much, who is incredibly intuitive, and she keeps not trusting it. And I keep telling her that she can, but of course she, she has some things that she's still uncertain about, and that's okay. She's young and not super young, but young. And so she's learning. She's learning to trust her intuition and herself. And I think all of that is part of being able to trust that God sense inside of us, because that's what our intuition is, right? It's God and the angels and our spirit guides all talking to us, all the divine beings here that are helping us. But it's all spirit, the universe. It's all God. It's all God energy. And intuition is just that. It's God energy speaking to you through you. It really is. So you can trust it. You really can trust it. And intuition comes, it's gentle. It's not harsh. Sometimes it's very powerful, like if it's keeping you safe, but it will always be gently powerful. It will never be negative. It will never be a bad thought. It will never tell you lies. It will always be gentle, and it will always, I want to say it'll always make sense on some level. It may not make sense right away sometimes, but ultimately it makes sense. It will always be soft and clear if you're paying attention. And sometimes it's just a fleeting thought, just an inkling. That's often how it happens for me. And other times it's a lot stronger. Other times it's like boom, no, this I know. Like this right here. And it's very, very obvious. But a lot of the time it's just a real soft, gentle feeling in your body, sensation, or a knowing. That's what it's like for me usually. For me, I don't get so much of the physical sensation. I get more of a knowing. Like I'll just know something. I'll know it, or something will just come into my awareness and I'll be like, oh, okay, that's what that's about. And I'll know that, yes, that's a message from God. And that's kind of how you know. But the when you start to when things start slipping and you start to get worried, again, worrying is asking for what you don't want, because you're focusing on what you don't have. And the idea behind having what you want is to already feel like you have it. And that's really important. Because if you walk around feeling like, oh, I really want this thing that I don't have, it's not really going to help you get it any faster. What's going to help is, even if you don't have something, do your best to get into the feeling state and walk around like you actually do have it. So for me, not having a car is a, I mean, I have a car right now. So I feel like I have a car. I know I don't technically have a car because I don't have my car, but I do have a car. So being able to like rent a car and have a car is helping me energetically feel like, yes, I already have a car. I don't feel the loss of it. Because frankly, I would have been paying a few hundred dollars less per month than I'm paying for the rental if I were paying off my car still. But it was already, I had done that. If I had kept it and bought it outright, it would have been just like a few hundred dollars less. But again, that all happened for a reason. So still, I kind of would have been in the same boat. I would have still been paying something monthly to have a car. That actually technically wasn't even mine yet, because obviously if it were mine, they couldn't have taken it, right? So did I really have a car? I mean, I had a car, and I called it my car, but until you actually own something, it's not yours. It's really not. I mean, even money. So getting into the feeling of having the car by renting one is helping me. It's helping me feel the feeling of having the car. And I know that one is on its way somehow. Even though I may not financially be able to go out and buy a car right now. We'll see what happens. You know, I have to leave it up to God. But that's what you do, you know, you get into the feeling state of having what it is that you want, even before it comes, because that's what will make it come. And I've seen it happen so many times. It just does. So let me go back to the Facebook chat, because I know I told you guys to ask questions and now I'm not even like looking at the Facebook chat. How rude of me. All right. Let's see. Sorry if I'm quiet. I'm still trying to navigate. At least it's coming up today. Last week, the chat wasn't even coming up. Okay. Yay. I see you all. All right. Okay. All right. Rob says, it's funny you brought up sharing phone numbers. Last night featured a spirited discussion between myself and my two friends about who has whose number, when it's okay to have someone's number, should notification be given when the friend reaches out to one of the spoken for individuals, and so on. The only thing we ended up accomplishing was laughing ourselves sore. Yeah. Well, at least you guys know each other, so you can give out your numbers. Oh, yeah. Rob says, shepherd's pie rules. Just don't ever let me catch you put ketchup on it. Oh, my goodness. I don't think I would ever do that. It's too delicious all on its own. Why would you put ketchup on it? I mean, I can see how some people would, because it's, you know, it's meat. But it's like putting ketchup on steak, sort of. I don't know. I wouldn't do that. Cottage pie. Thank you, Catherine. I knew you would know. I knew you would know. That's the one I couldn't think of. Shepherd's pie and cottage pie. Yes. And it rarely drops below freezing over in Ireland. Yeah, that's the only thing. I mean, I guess that's good. It rarely drops. That's good. I took that the wrong way. It rarely drops below freezing. Okay, that's good. Rain, on the other hand, is part of our daily conversation. I don't mind rain. I really don't. I have curly hair. I can deal with rain. It's fine. I don't know if I want it every day. Once a week would be great. But here in California, it's like once every few months, if that. Pamela says, intuition can be a double-edged sword. I don't always want to know things. I hear that. I do. However, I always look at intuition as a gift, because I would rather know than not know, honestly. I would, whatever gift spirit wants to give me, I want to receive. I do. I really do. Even if it's something that you maybe don't want to know in the moment, I would still rather be aware, honestly. But I hear what you're saying, Pamela. Oh, I know what I wanted to say before when I was saying that about it not being my car. It's also, when you talk about money, it's also technically our money is technically all God's money anyway, right? My car wasn't really my car because, you know, things can always be taken away. This life is not so permanent. Life is movable and ever changing and shifting. So what you think is permanent really probably isn't. And that's why, you know, it's all God's money. When I have money, great. I'm getting to use God's money for a while. And that's kind of the way I look at it. And I gave some of God's money to my landlord yesterday so that I could keep this roof over my head. It's the energy of appreciation. And that is all God. It's God's money. It's all God's creation. Everything you see, including you, is God's creation. So how in the world could I, you know, we have stewardship of these things for a while, and I will grant you that. Yes, I like to be a good steward of God's money. I like to be a good steward of my children. But even they, you know, I can't control them because they are separate human beings from me. And even though we're all connected by energy and spirit, you know, physically on this, in this simulation, we look separate and we get to make our own decisions. So I know I'm mixing up a lot of things here, but I also know that I believe it was Pamela asked for a card. So I'm going to go pull a card for Pamela. And if it resonates for anyone else, then I'm going to say it's for you as well. Oh, my handy little cards. And I still feel like I have not, I still feel like I'm missing some, but oh, I am, and I just found them. Oh, there they are. I knew it. Oh, sorry, cards. That was not done in a disrespectful way. It was inadvertent. Okay. Let me pull a card for you, Pamela. I'm going to shovel these really, really well. Oh, apologies to Spirit for being careless with my cards. Because these cards, I just love them and I appreciate them so much because they're so, Spirit speaks so well through them. And I know Spirit knows my intention, so, okay. I would never want to disrespect Spirit. Spirit always needs to be reverent in my book. I always approach Spirit with reverence. Because I am greatly, greatly appreciative. All right, I guess we're going here. Yeah. The Angel of Expression. Oh, this is one of my favorite cards, actually. It's got a beautiful picture of a nude woman on the other side. The Angel of Expression. Speak your truth and express yourself clearly. All right. Expression. Okay. There is something you are not expressing because you fear hurting someone you love or care for. The Angel of Expression has shown up in your reading today to encourage you to speak your truth and express yourself clearly. Know that the truth, when spoken honestly, clearly, and with love, will never truly hurt anyone. Yeah, as an aside, I'll add that I have to keep that in mind a lot with me being a projector because I can sometimes speak so truthfully and clearly that people can be taken aback. Let's put it that way. But it never is truly meant to hurt anyone, of course. And it's always said for people's highest good. Okay, moving on with the reading. Lack of self-expression is soul-destroying for all concerned and prevents life's natural flow. The angel of expression understands your fears regarding this issue and is here to help you through this difficult time. Allow her to help you find the courage to face this issue clearly. By expressing yourself honestly and clearly, the situation will heal in accordance with the highest good of all concerned. Yet do not try to predetermine or control the outcome. Trust, for the power that made you both will heal you both. I love that. Okay, and that was for Pamela and whomever else needed to hear that and for whom it resonates. I'm going to add a little message here before I end the show that I would love if any of you would like to sponsor my show. I'm going to invite you to be a sponsor of my show. And it can be, a small amount, it can be a larger amount, whatever you would like to sponsor me with, so that it'll help me keep the show going. Because this show is something that I have always sponsored myself. And I just thought I might invite whomever feels called to, should you want to sponsor the show. I would deeply appreciate it. And it's not something that anyone has to do. But if it feels like something that would feel good to you, I would love to have a few sponsors of my show. And let me know if you would like to do that. I'm happy to send out a message for you if you sponsor the show. So just either catch me over on Instagram at lori.the.love.sherpa or through Facebook Messenger. I'm Lori Love on Facebook. Okay, so let me know if that feels good to you. It kind of felt good to me to ask. So that's why I'm asking and inviting. It's I feel like sponsorship would be really nice right about now. Yeah. So I am going to make way for Christine Demorier, and her show is coming up next on YouTube. And I eventually will be there too. I promise. I really, really am gearing up for it. So I will leave you to enjoy the rest of your week. I hope you have a lovely one. I'm grateful for your presence here. So grateful. Thank you all for being here. And you've been here listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Have a lovely week, everybody. I love you. Bye.